Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Kuftes Zayin. We got actually to the top of Kuftes Zayin Amud Aleph, but maybe we'll back up a little bit to the very bottom of Kuftes Vav Amud Beis. We ran through the last couple of lines pretty quickly at the end of yesterday's shiur. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very, very much for his sponsorship. So today we're going to focus primarily on two topics. Then we'll get to a Mishnah on Amud Beis. The Mishnah is then going to switch gears and focus on a slightly different topic. So the first topic that we're going to cover today is really a continuation of yesterday's discussion. So yesterday we were talking about if you find a get or if you find another shtar, do we need to be concerned that there is another person with the same name as the guy whose name was in the shtar, so that we have to assume maybe, let's say, if Yitzchak Reish Galusa went someplace and the word got back that he died, do we have to be afraid that it wasn't actually the Yitzchak Reish Galusa who we were aware of? Maybe it was another guy whose name was Yitzchak Reish Galusa. So, or for example, if you find a get on the side of a road, and the get has the name of the man and the name of the woman, obviously, can we assume that it belongs to a certain person, or do we need to be concerned that there might be another person with that very same name? So we saw yesterday in Machlokes between Abaye and Rava, where Abaye says that we are afraid that there are two people who are named Yitzchak Reish Galusa, and therefore even if word got back to us that Yitzchak Reish Galusa, who went from Kortova to Aspamia, died, Abaye says we can't allow his wife to remarry based on that testimony because we're afraid of two people with the same name. Abaye said that we can't let the person get married because we're afraid that there are two people of the same name, whereas Rava said we're not going to be afraid that there are two people of the same name. So we will start with a continuation of the discussion. Do we need to be afraid that there are two people with the same name, and are there certain circumstances in which we may not need to be afraid that there are two people with the same name? After that, the Gemara is going to get to a discussion of what exactly it means that there's ketata beino leveino. So we had said again that we had said in the Mishnah that the woman is believed to testify that her husband is dead so long as they're shalom beino leveino, so long as they have a peaceful marriage and they're shalom bi'olam, and there's peace in the world. However, if there's ktata beino leveino, if they do not have a peaceful marriage, if there is strife in the marriage, or if there is milchama ba'olam, we had said that then she is not believed. So we're going to see exactly why she might not be believed in a case of strife, and what exactly it means that there's strife in the marriage. And then the Mishnah on Kuftes Zayin Amud Beis is going to talk about the situations or this various scenarios in which the woman's testimony may be believed that the husband is dead. And the Gemara is going to bring, or the Mishnah actually is going to bring, a debate between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel whether we accept her testimony only if she claims that her husband died in that same province, in that same country, or if we're going to accept her testimony even if the husband died in another country. And again, this is going to tie back to the reasons that we would believe the woman and what we may need to be concerned with if we're afraid that the woman may actually take the liberty of lying in her testimony. So again, the first topic that we're going to cover today is back to that machlokes between Abaye and Rava, whether we need to be afraid that there were two people with the same name. Abaye says we have to be afraid that there are two people with the same name. Rava says that we don't have to be afraid that there are two people with the same name. So let's pick up again from Kuftes Vav Amud Beis, three lines up from the bottom. It's the first wide line. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Mina Aminalu, how do I know that we don't have to be afraid that there are two people with the same name? And therefore, for example, if testimony comes back saying that such and such person died, we can allow his wife to get remarried on the basis of that testimony because we're not afraid that there was another guy with the same name. If we find a get with the name of such and such a person divorcing his wife with such and such a name, we are allowed to permit that woman to get remarried on the basis of this get because it's a valid get. So Amar Rava, Minah Aminalu, how do I know that we're not afraid that there were two people with the same name? Dehanu trei shtarei, because there were two shtaros, denafki b'mechuzah, that were presented in mechuzah, v'chsibhu, and they were written in these shtaros, chavi bar ninoi v'nani bar chavi. So it said that there were chavi bar ninoi and nani bar chavi, and Rashi points out, even though these were very, very common names, Nevertheless, va'agve behu Rava Baravua zuze. And Rava Baravua permitted these promissory notes to be used in order to collect funds. The problem is, it's confusing because when you read the Gemara initially, you think, wow, we don't know who's who. But the point in the Gemara, Rashi points out, is that these were just very common names in Mechuza. So the fact that you have a promissory note saying that I, Nani Bar Chavoy, owe money to Chavoy Bar Ninoy, we don't know which Ninoy, it's like John Smith or something like that in America. Like, we don't know who this person is. As Rashi points out, Vafilu Hachi Magvinan Kishamotzi Shtarchov Alachairim. Nevertheless, we allow him to collect with the Shtarcho, but Lo Khashina Shema Acher Haya, we're not afraid that maybe it belongs to somebody else. The Kivan Dilinyan Mamona Afalgabda Huchsaku Lo Khashinan, and even if by Dine Mamanis, where it's Huchsuk that there were many people with the same name, we're not afraid that maybe the shtar actually belongs to one of those people with the same name. So le'inin isura kilo chesuku mi'alo chashinan. So by iser, i.e. by gerushin, by allowing the wife to get remarried, we should also not be afraid that there are two people with the same name, especially if we're not muchzuk that there are two people with the same names. If by dinim amenas, we're not going to be afraid even if we are muchzuk. So by iser, we shouldn't be afraid, especially if we're not muchzuk. That's the point that Rashi says the Gemara is trying to bring out. So Rava says, from here I have a raya that we're not afraid of two people with the same name. Abaya says, no. Ordinarily speaking, we may be afraid that there are two people with the same name. Why did we permit debts to be collected with these shtarei chov, even though there might be many people with the same name, because nobody is going to give away shtar chov and transfer it to another person. Vabaya, and says Abaya, turning over to Kupta Zion, Amud Aleph, Lamai Nechashla, what do we have to be afraid of? Ilan Afila, if we're already afraid that the shtar fell and is now in the hands of somebody who's not the rightful owner, Mizr Zoybe, the shtar is not going to fall, it's not going to leave his possession because he's going to guard it very, very carefully. Ila pikadon, are we afraid that maybe the guy gave the shtar to somebody else to watch as a pikadon? Kiman deshmei kishmei lamafkid gabei. No, if your name is Nani Bar Chavoy and the shtar says that somebody owes you Nani Bar Chavoy money, you're not going to give the shtar to another guy named Nani Bar Chavoy to watch because that is a dumb thing to do. You're never going to do that. So you're not going to give away your shtar as a pikadon. So, and my amre, Dilma Masrlei. And so what's the only concern? So we're not afraid that you lost it because you're going to guard it under lock and key. We're not afraid that you gave it to the other fellow with the same name as a pikadon because you would never do that because that's a silly thing to do. So what are we afraid? That maybe you intentionally gave it to that other person in order to facilitate his ability to collect the debt? Says the Gemara, that's fine. So my Amr, Dilma Masrlei, maybe you gave it to him, and Osius Nikthas B'Mesira, and that alone is enough of a means of effecting a kinyan. And so if this shtar is in the hands of this other guy whose name happens to be Nani Bar Chavoy or Chavoy Bar Ninoy, whatever the name is, so you intentionally gave it to him with the intention that he be able to collect the debt. And says Abaya, that's why we're not afraid in this case, even though ordinarily speaking, we are afraid that there are multiple people with the same name. Now, fresh Gemara says the Gemara as follows, another attempted raya. Ahu gita de ishtakach besura. There was a get that was found in sura, uchsiv bey hachi. And it said as follows, besura masa, in sura, ana anan barchia naharda, I anan barchia from naharda, patris vetachris plonis intasi, I divorce my wife. Ubat Rabbanan misura va'ad naharda, and the Rabbanan were bodek from sura until from sura until naharda v'lo havi anan barchia achrine, and they only found one other anan barchia levar me anan barchia levar me anan barchia. They only found one other anan barchia, which was the name of the guy in the debt. Levar me anan barchia mechigra. The only other one who they found was a guy by the name of Anan Barchia who was from Chigra, Dahave Benarda, who happened to have been in Naharda. V'asusadi v'amar da'u yoma ki'ichta va'ugita anan barchia mechigra gabon. And they said that at that day, when the get was allegedly written, that other, Anan Bar Chiya, was actually in Naharda. So again, the case was that there was a get that was found in Surah that said that Anan Bar Chiya Menarda is divorcing his wife. They checked to see whether there was any other person in Naharda named Anan Bar Chiya, and they found another guy named Anan Bar Chiya. However, that day, and that guy happened to have come from Chigro, whatever, but that day that the get was written, the other Anan Bar Chiya was actually in Naharda. So since the get said it was written in Surah, so presumably you don't have to be afraid that the actual divorcing couple was the other Anan Bar Chiya Menarda, because that guy was in Arda at the day the get was written. So if the get was found in Surah, can't possibly be him, right? So says Abaya, Amar Abaya, Afli Didid Amina Kaishinan, Hachalo Kaishinan. Over here, even though, ordinarily speaking, I am afraid that there are two people of the same name, here I'm not afraid that there are two people with the same name. Why? Da Kamri Sadi Ibn Ardaave. My boy Basura, because we have witnesses who said that he was in Arda. So if he was in Naharda, it can't possibly be him who was divorcing his wife, because that get was found in Surah. So it can't possibly be him. Surah and Arda were not close to one another. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava, no, just the opposite. Afli didi delo chayshinan, even I, who am generally not afraid that there are two different people with the same name, Hacha chayshinan, over here I am going to be afraid. Why? Because we know for sure that there is somebody else with that same name. We heard that that guy was in Naharda on the day the get was written, and the get purported to have been written in Surah. So Dilma Begalma Begamla Parcha. So maybe we're afraid that, yes, he was actually in Arda, but let's say he has a flying, camel. In other words, let's say miraculously he was able to get from Narda to Surah very, very quickly. So maybe he was able to fly in a plane. Maybe he was able to fly in a helicopter and get to the Hamptons really quickly on a holiday weekend. I have no idea. But in the Rishonim, there's a din in the Rishonim, whether this is Stam a Guzma that the Gemara is using, whether this is Stam an exaggeration, or whether there really were Gemalim that were like a racehorse. So everybody traveled by a camel. This guy was traveling by a racehorse. But the point is, the fact that there were witnesses that saw him in Narda doesn't necessarily mean that he couldn't have also gotten to Surah. Inami b'kvitza, or maybe he got there by jumping. Again, what does it mean by kvitza? Doesn't mean that really he was a very fast runner. The Meiri says maybe he used some incantation with the Shema Meforash and therefore was able to magically transport himself from Narda to Surah. Or, which is probably the most likely, Mili Masar. Maybe he was in Narda, but he authorized the get to be written in Surah. And we see, Kida Amar Lahu Rav Lesifri, that Rav said to his Sofrim, V'chein Amar Lahu Ravuna Lesifri, and also Ravuna said to his Sofrim, Ki Isnuchu B'Shili, when you are in Shili, Ksuvu B'Shili, you actually write the name of the city where the shtar is written, Afal Gav D'Mimsra Mili B'Hini, even though the authorization to write the shtar was given in Hini. V'chi intzuchu behini, when you find yourself in Hini, suvu behini, you write that the shtar was written in Hini, if you're physically in Hini, when the shtar was written in Hini, afalgav de mimsura mili b'shili, even though the authorization was given in Shili. And therefore, over here, basically what happened was that the reason that the get said Surah, the reason that the get said Surah is because the get was actually written in Surah, even though the authorization may have been given in Naharda. So the fact that the other guy with the same name was in Naharda, even though the get said Surah, doesn't mean that he wasn't necessarily the guy whose get it was, because he could have been in Narda, he could have given the authorization from Narda that the get should be written in Surah, and then we would have written in the get that it was written in Surah, because in the get, you always write the name of the place where it's actually written. So there is a happens to be that Tosfos says that the chiddush over here is that even if there are places which are very, very close to one another, you have to still be very careful to write the name of the place where you're writing it and not the name of the place where the shlichus was authorized. There's also a machlokas in the Rishonim whether the get has to contain both of these data points, whether you have to write both where it was written and where the shlichus was commissioned, and where the authorization was commissioned. Certainly you have to write where it was written. So the bottom line is, says Rava, even according to me, who I'm generally not afraid for two people of the same name, here I am afraid because we know that there's another guy with the same name. We have witnesses that he was in a different city. Even if he was in a different city, it could likely be his get, because either he could have gotten from one place to another, or he simply could have authorized the get to be written in Surah while he was in Nardah, and therefore he was seen in Nardah. Yes, the get was written in Surah. That's both true, but it is actually his get. So says the Gemara, my avi Allah deshumshimi. Let's rewind. If you'll recall, we had a discussion yesterday of a person who was mafkid shumshamim, a person who was mafkid sesame seeds by his friend, and the friend put him in a barrel. And then the mafkid came and said to the nifkad, hey, give me my sesame seeds. And the nifkad said, what are you talking about? These seeds which are in the barrel are new seeds. I already gave back your seeds. So the question was, do we believe him or not? Do we make the guy repay the sesame seeds or not? So says the Gemara, Maya Ve'ala, the Shem Shemi, Rav Yemar Amar Lo Chashinan. Rav Yemar says, we are not afraid that he already gave back the sesame seeds and these are new ones. Ravina Amar Chashinan. Ravina says that we are afraid that he gave back the sesame seeds already and these are the new ones. Vilchasha Chashinan. And the halacha is that we are choshesh, that maybe these are other seeds. And therefore, the Nifka does not have to return the seeds to the Mafkid, because we're afraid that he already paid back, that he already gave back the Pikadon, and these are new sesame seeds. Okay, so says the Gemara now, Viter, second wide line. Ktata beino leveino. So we had said if there's strife between the man and the woman, then we're not going to believe the woman. So says the Gemara, hey chadami ktata beino leveino. So what does it mean that there's strife between the two of them? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, be Amaris Labala Garsheni. When she says to her husband, I want a divorce, says the Gemara, Kulunami Yamrahachi. Well, everybody says that. I guess the Gemara had a different standard for what it means to have a happy marriage. Rashi points out that everybody says that when they get upset. So when they get married, everybody says, I want a divorce. So, whatever. So hopefully we don't, but that's what the Gemara says, everybody says. So that can't be the definition of Ketata, because everybody behaves like that. Elaba Ameris Labala Girashtani. No. It's not that she said to the husband, I want a divorce. It's she said to the husband, remember, you did divorce me. So, v'lahemna, mit Rav Amnuna. Well, why don't we believe her because of Rav Amnuna? Demar Rav Amnuna, isha sha'amra labala gerashtani, ne'emenes. That if a woman says to her husband, you divorced me, then she's believed. Why? Because chazaka ein isha me'isa paneha b'fnei balea. So, because we have a chazaka that a woman is not going to be meyas panav in front of her husband. In other words, a woman is not going to be so brazen as to lie about the fact that the husband divorced her if the husband hadn't really divorced her. So says the Gemara, well, the reason that we're not going to believe her is because be'omeres gerishtani b'pnei poni yiploni, because she says, not only does she say that you divorce me, she said you divorce me in front of these two witnesses, v'she'ilna, and we ask them, v'amru lo yadvar me'olam. And they say, lahadam, they say that this never happened, that the husband never divorced the wife. So that's why we're not going to believe her that she's actually divorced, but that's the definition of ketata. The definition of ketata is that the marriage is so bad that not only does she demand a divorce, but she actually claims to the husband, you already divorced me. So says the Gemara. So my time de ketata. So what's the reason that when she says meis baili, if there is ketata beino leveina, if the marriage is a bad marriage, if it's a rocky marriage, that we're not going to believe her. Why is it that we don't believe her? So Rav Chanina Amar Mishum de Meshakra. Rav Chanina says because she's going to lie. In other words, she's going to lie that the husband is dead. Why? So that then she'll get married to somebody else. And she's literally going to throw herself under the bus because she knows that if the husband comes back, then she's totally stuck because she has to divorce herself from the second husband, from the first husband. But says Rashi, she hates the first husband so much that she's going to lie and say that he's dead so that then she's going to get remarried. And if the husband ever comes back, then she's going to be usher to the first husband. So she's literally going to, the Gemara is going to say that this is the psychology of Tumas Nafshi and Plishtim. That this is, you're literally bringing down the house on yourself in order to kill everybody else. But you know you're going to kill yourself in it also. But that's why we don't believe her. So the first sheet in the Gemara of Rav Chanina is because she is so wrapped up and blinded by the hatred of her husband that she's going to lie in order so that she'll get remarried on the basis of her own testimony, and then the husband will come back and she'll be usher on the old husband and on the new husband. Rav Simi Barashi Amar Mishum Da Amra B'Dadami. Then Rav Simi Barashi says, no, it's because she's going to say B'Dadami. In other words, she's going to make assumptions about the death. Remember when we were talking about Melchama, we said the reason that she's not believed is because she's just going to assume that the guy died because everybody else dies in the Melchama. So why would this guy be any different? So the point is that generally speaking, a woman is going to undertake a very thorough investigation before determining whether the husband is dead. But if there's either a reason for her to assume that the husband is dead, and therefore maybe she'll be less careful, i.e. there's Milchama B'Yolam, or if she by definition is going to be less careful because she hates the guy, and therefore she's not going to do a thorough investigation, that's why we're not going to believe her. So in other words, Rav Simi says, it's not that we're afraid she's going to lie, it's that she's not going to do a careful investigation. So says the Gemara, my binayu. So what is the difference between them? Turning over to Kufta Zayin and Mabez. Says the Gemara, Ike binayu da argil hu katata. So the difference is, if he's the one who causes the strife. So it's interesting. So Tosfa says that Pirish Lamandem Ramishim de Meshakra, Haisa Yerea Kol Kach Leshaker. According to the Mandiyamar, according to Rav Chanina, who says the reason that we don't believe the woman in a case of Ketata is because she's going to lie. If he's the one who's provoking the marital discord, she's not going to lie. Why? Kivan de Rachmale, because she still has Rachmanus on him a little bit. However, Laman de Amar de Amri Bididami, however, according to the Man de Amar, who says that she's just not going to do a thorough enough investigation, says Tosfos, Kivan de Yesh Ketata Bidavar Muad Amri Bididami, that even since there is even a little bit of Ketata, she's going to say Bididami. So in other words, she's going to make assumptions. So basically, the way Tosfos explains the Gemara is that there's Ketata, and then there's Ketata. So in other words, if she's the one who's provoking the argument, then we're afraid that she's going to lie about the status of the divorce, about the status of the death, rather. If he's the one who's provoking the argument, then we're not afraid because she's not going to lie because she doesn't really hate him that much if he's the one provoking the argument. Tosfos asks, if you skip down one line in Tosfos, it's Avim Tomer, the last wide line on top. V'amaylo teshaker, how could you say that the woman is not going to lie? V'alohim ishakeresh, amra gerashtani, v'vnei ploni yiploni, v'shaylina lo v'armi lahadam. How can you say that if the guy caused the ketata, we're not afraid the woman's going to die? The case is that the woman said that you divorced me in front of witnesses Reuven and Shimon, and we asked Reuven and Shimon said this thing never happened, this whole story never happened. So how can you say we're not afraid the woman's going to lie? The woman is a liar, she did lie. Says Tosfos, v'yesh lomar dezelo haisa osesh et shaker lomar meis baili vim yovo teitzi mizem mizev achal adrochem eilu ba. Says Tosfos, there's a lie, and then there's a lie. She'll lie and say, you divorce me. She won't lie to the extent where she's going to say that the husband is dead, so that then she's going to get remarried, and if the husband ever comes back, she's going to be usher to the first husband and the second husband. That much she's not going to lie. In other words, she's not going to throw herself under the bus if he is causing the ketata, because she doesn't hate him that much. Says the Gemara in Avaiter, top line. So Yibaylu, eid echa b'ketata mahu. Let's say there is discord between the two of them, but there is an eid echa that the husband died. So mahu, so what's the halacha? So my time at eid echad, mehemnin, why is an eid echa generally believed? Bishum demilsa davidu legluye lamashacher. Because by something which is going to become apparent, something which is going to become publicly known, a person is not going to lie, achanami lamashakar. Therefore, also over here, the eid echad is not going to lie, because the eid echad is not going to lie about the status of the husband, who was off in Medina Sayyam, because if the eid echad testifies that the husband is dead, and the husband's really alive, the ruse is going to be you know, they're going to have to give up the ghost. The ruse is going to be figured out ultimately. So, O Dilma, Taima Deid Echad Mehemen Mishram Dehi Daika Mitzvah Vachakiv and Dislike Tata Lo Daika Mitzvah Teiku. Or says the Gemara, maybe the flip side is the reason that the Eid Echad is believed is not because it's a Milsa David Leguya, it's because we're combining the Eid Echad with the independent investigation that she's doing, and the Eid Echad with the independent investigation that she's doing is enough to make us believe his testimony. However, over here, there is no independent investigation. Because of the Ketata, the woman is not going to do as thorough an independent investigation. Therefore, maybe the Eid Echad shouldn't be believed. So the Gemara leaves this off as a teku. The Rif paskins that Eid Echad by Ketata is a safek. However, by Melchama, an Eid Echad is believed because it's a Milsa Davide Legluye. The Rosh asks that if that's the case, if it's a Milsa Davide Legluye, then that's one of the Tzadim in the Gemara, so then she should be believed by Ketata also, because also by Ketata, it's a Milsa Davide Legluye, and the Rambam has a similar Shita, a split Psak, that for some reason by Melchama, we're going to believe the Eid Echad. But by Ketata, we're not going to believe the Eid Echad, and the Rishonim struggle why that would be the case, because either way, it lechora is a milsa da'avida ligluile. Okay, says the Gemara in Avaita at the two dots. Rav Yehuda Amar Liolam Einan Emenes. So Rav Yehuda was the one in the Mishnah who said that she is not believed to testify that the husband died unless she comes into basin with obvious signs of avelas. Tanya Amar Lo Rav Yehuda. So they said to Rav Yehuda, L'dvarecha pikachas tinase shota lo tinase. In that case, a pikachas will be able to get remarried, and a shota will never be able to get remarried. Why? Because a shota, a person who's mentally deranged, Rachmana Litzlan, she'll always be like hysterical and crying or whatever. So if you're saying the only way we let her get remarried is if she comes to basin exhibiting signs of mourning, that only holds true, that only makes sense by somebody who you could tell is exhibiting signs of mourning if they're crying. This other woman, if she's a shota, she's exhibiting signs of mourning, not out of mourning, but because she's stam nuts. So she'll never be able to get remarried. Ela achazu v'achazu tinase. So no, you don't have to be exhibiting signs of mourning in order to get remarried. If we believe your testimony, then you're able to get remarried, even if there are no outward signs of mourning. There was a woman who came to the basin of Rabbi Yehuda. So Amri La, so they gave her a tip before she went into the basin to testify that the husband was dead. So they said, Safti Balech, you have to, you know, give a hesped, eulogize your husband. Kari Manaich, you have to rip your garments. Sisri Mazayech, you have to dishevel your hair. You have to dishevel your hair. So in other words, they were basically coaching her because Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said that you're not allowed to get remarried unless you're exhibiting signs of mourning. They were coaching her to exhibit signs of mourning. Says the Gemara, Alfua Shikra. So we're gonna teach her how to lie. What does it mean? Eh? We're gonna teach her how to lie. She's gonna game the system. Says the Gemara, Inu Rabbanan Svirulu. They held like the Rabbanan that she's believed even without these simane avelas. So Amri Tavidachi Kecha Dulishrei. And they said, but you're going to Rabbi Yehuda, who requires the simanim of avelas. So act like you're in avelas. And therefore, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's going to allow you to be remarried. The Meiri says from here that is a raya that if we know that there is one basin, which is a greater basin, and over here it's Rabbi Yehuda against the Chachamim, so we paskin like the Rabbim, obviously. So we know if there's a greater basin that says something is mutter, and there's a lower basin, a lesser basin that says something is usser, you're allowed to coach a person to try to present the shaila to the lower basin in a way so that they'll be matarit. Because you know the greater basin is materit anyway, just like over here. Rav Yehuda was the one who says that she requires simani avelos. The Chachamim Uipaskin like says that she doesn't require simani avelos. But since you're going to the basin, Rav Yehuda will coach you how to conduct yourself in a way so that even Rav Yehuda will say that she is allowed to get remarried. Good, says the Gemara in Avaiter. Beis Hillel Omer, says the Mishnah rather. Beis Hillel Omer, Beis Hillel says, Lo Shamanu, the only time we heard about the testimony of the woman being believed, Ella Babamana Katsir, is when the husband is returning from the Katsir, from the harvest, Uvaosa Medina, and he is coming from that same country, Uchamaisa Shahaya. And it's like the Maisa Shahaya. So Rashi points out, Shakachaya Maisa, that was the Maisa, Kadamina Lakaman, Velo Tiru Chachamim Elo Dugma So. And the only time we believe the woman's testimony is when the Maisa repeats itself exactly like that. She Yadavar Karov Lanu, Umirtita Veloma Shakra, Aval Medina Sayam, Inan Amenas. Says Rashi, the reason that it's got to be from that Medina is because the woman is afraid to lie if the husband only went to the next city. because she knows maybe the husband's going to come back. She's very nervous. If the husband went halfway across the world, then we are afraid the woman is going to lie because she's going to think my husband is halfway across the world. This is never going to be, nobody's ever going to find this out. And therefore, she's going to take many more liberties with herself. And therefore, Beis Hillel says, the only time, this is the more machmir shita, the only time we're going to believe the woman is if the fact pattern unfolds exactly like the story mentioned in the Gemara, where the woman's husband went to the next town to harvest the wheat, and there was testimony that he died. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Amalem Beis Shammai, no, Echas Abba Min HaKatzir, Echas Abba Min HaZesim, doesn't matter whether you're coming from the wheat harvest, or whether you're coming from harvesting the olives, Echas Abba Min HaBatzir, or if you're harvesting the grapes, Echas Abba Min Medina LaMedina, or if the husband went to the next state, or the next country, Lo Dibur Chachamim BeKatzir, Ela BaOved, the Chachamim only spoke about the Katzir, is because that's what typically happens. Chazur Beis Hillel, LaHoros Kedivrei, Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel, in turn, reversed their psak, and then they paskan like Beis Shammai. They had said that the woman, if we're going to believe the woman, then we're going to believe the woman no matter what. Whether the husband went to harvest wheat or do something else, whether the husband went to the next town or to the next state or to the next country, we're always going to believe the woman. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Amr lem Beis Shammai le Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, le devreichen, ein li elek tzir chitin. If you're going to be so particular that we're only going to matir the woman to get remarried when the story unfolds exactly like the story in the Gemara, so you're going to tell me that it's only if the guy went to harvest wheat, tzir siyora minayin. What if he went to harvest barley? Then you're going to say that the halacha is different, that the woman's not going to be believed. What difference does it make whether he's harvesting wheat or barley? Vainly ela kotzer. And I only know if he's harvesting botzer, mose, goder, oder, if he's picking grapes or olives or dates or gathering figs. How do we know? And why should it make a difference what he's doing? Minayin ela maisa. Shayiba kotzer, buadin lakulu. The maisa happened when the husband went off to do the ktsir chitin, and the same would hold true. We're going to believe the woman, whether the husband went off to do ktsir chitim or anything else. So the Gemara, so Tosfos over here said that lo dibru chachamim ela bahova. So, but the reason that the Mishnah gives the example of katsir in the Yerushalmi explains that in the zman of the katsir, it's more likely that an accident is going to happen. Why? She'achama kodachas barosha shalad mashasa katsir. Hadad d'chsev v'yigdal yel v'yayom v'yetzi alaviv v'la kotsrum v'yomer alaviv roshi roshi rabbanan amri derichsha shchiach. That, in other words, because when is the time of the harvest in Israel, especially? The time of the harvest in Israel is when it's boiling hot, and the workers are working under the heat of the sun all day. And so we're afraid the guy's going to suffer from heat stroke or something like that. But it's not only the case when the fact pattern unfolds exactly like it did in that case that the Gemara had brought down. Says the Gemara, three lines up from the wide lines. Hachanami Maisa Shaya Bosa Medina, Buadin Lakulu. And right, that Maisa Shaya happened when the guy went to the next city within the same Medina. But even if he goes to another Medina, it's going to be the same halacha. Ubeis Hillel, Beis Hillel says, no, Bosa Medina, the Shchichin She Mirta. And that Medina where everybody knows everybody else, where the woman's going to be afraid and she's not going to lie. Medina la Medina Acheres, Lo Shchichin She Lo Mirta. However, from one Medina to the next, where there are not too many people traveling, back and forth, then she's not going to be afraid, and therefore she's going to lie. Well, Beis Shammai, Achanami, Shchicha Shayarta. Beis Shammai says the lie will always be exposed, because even if people don't generally travel back and forth, there are caravans that travel back and forth. So the woman is not going to lie regardless. My Maisa Shahaya. What was this? We keep mentioning that the only time we're going to accept the woman's testimony is if it's exactly like the Maisa Shahaya. What is the Maisa Shahaya? Damar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, Shilfi Ktsir Chitin Ayu, it was the end of the Ktsir Chitin, Balchu Asar B'nei Adam Liktsar Chitin, and 10 people went to be coats of the Chitin, Noshcho Nachash Lechas Me'en, Umeis, that a snake bit one of them and the guy died, Ubasa Ishto V'adiyah L'Beistin, and the woman came and testified in Beistin, V'sholchu Matzu Kidvarea, and they found like she said, Ba'osa Shah Amro Isha Shamra Meis Bali Tinase Meis Bali Tisyabim, and on the basis of that Meis, they said that we believe the testimony of the woman. Says the Gemara, Neima Rav Chanan Let's say that Chananya ben Akavi and the Rabbanan, whose shitos we have not yet seen, argue in this machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Again, Beis Hillel, at first in the Mishnah, before he reversed his psak, said that the halacha only applies when it's exactly like the Maisa Shahaya. Beis Shammai said it applied even broader than the Maisa Shahaya. The Tanya, we learn as follows. And we saw this Gemara in Meseches Chagiga. So it happens to be the rabbi was away during that time also. So this is an auspicious time to have this Gemara repeat itself, because I could take off for the next couple of lines. So lo yisa da mechatas ve'efer chatas. A person should not carry mechatas or efer chatas for a paraduma. V'yavireim b'yardain. Carry them across the yardain. Ubisfina in a boat. V'lo yama b'tzad zev yizrok l'tzad acher. Nor are you allowed to throw the efer chatas from one side of the riverbank to the other. V'lo yashitim al p'nei amayim. You're not allowed to float it on the water. V'lo yarkivim lo agabe b'ema v'lo agabe chaveri. You're not allowed to place them on a b'ema or on a friend. You have to make sure the guy is transporting the Efer Chatas is walking on solid ground. Aval mavir na la gesher, but you're allowed to cross a bridge with the Efer Chatas. Echad yardein vechad shar naharos. Then this holds true by a yardein and by shar naharos. In other words, you have to make sure that you're walking on solid ground. You can never transport it by river. Rav Chananya ben Akiva omer lo amru ela yardein v'sfino kamaisa shahaya. That the Rabbi Chananya ben Akiva says, no, the only way that you're not allowed to transport the Efer Chatas is only on the yardein and in a boat and like the Maisa Shahaya. We'll see what that was coming up in the Gemara. So Lema Rabbanan Damri ke Beishamais, the Rabbanan who say that you're not allowed to transport it over any body of water, they are like Beishamai, and they say that when the Gemara uses a specific example, it doesn't mean to limit the halacha to that example dafka, it means anything like that example is also like that. Rav Chananya ben Akiva, Damri ke Beisilan, Rav Chananya ben Akiva, who says that the only way you're not allowed to transport the Efer Chatas is exactly like the Maisa Shaya, he's going to hold like Beis Hillel, who Beis Hillel in our Mishnah had said that the only time we're going to believe the woman's testimony that the husband died is when it's exactly like the Maisa Shahaya. Says the Gemara, no. Amri lo Rabbanan, the Rabbanan will say, Ananda Amri afke Beis Hillel. We could even hold like Beis Hillel in the Mishnah. Adkan lo kamar Beis Hillel hasam. Why? Because Beis Hillel gave you the reason. Why does Beis Hillel say that the woman's only believed when the testimony falls out like exactly like the Maisa Shahaya? Ela mishum de mirtat, b'makam karav mirtat, b'makam rachok lo mirtat. It's because the woman is afraid to lie, but the woman's only going to be afraid to lie if the husband went off to a very nearby place. If the husband went to a faraway place, then the woman is going to, that when we're afraid the woman is going to lie, and therefore there's a rationale behind Beis Hillel Shita Hacha, Mali Yarbe, Mali Shar Naharos. But over here, by carrying the Efer Chatas, if the concern is that they're going to get Tamei, so they could get Tamei if they're transported over any body of water. Lav Dafka, the Yardain. Ravi Chananya ben Akiva, Amar Lecha, and Rav Chananya ben Akiva will say, Anodarmi, Afla Beishamai. I could hold my Shita even like Beishamai. Adkan lo Kamri Beishamai Hosam. Why does Beishamai say that it doesn't matter what the Maisa was like? We always believe in the woman. Because she's going to do her due diligence. Mami mali makam karav, mali makam rachak. So it doesn't matter whether the husband went to a nearby place or a faraway place, because the woman's always going to do her due diligence. But over here, by this maisa, by the Efer Chatas, we limit the halacha to the exact contours of the maisa. By the woman's testimony, there's no reason to limit it to the exact contours of the maisa, because we're confident that she's going to do her due diligence anyway. Says the Gemara, we've been talking about this maisa shahaya with Efer Chatas. What in the world is this? So my maisa shahaya, damar rav yu damar rav, maisa ba'adam shahaya maver mechatas, ve'efer chatas b'yardin v'sfina. There was a person who was carrying mechatas and Efer Chatas on the Yarden, on the Jordan River, in a boat, v'nimsa k'zayis min ames, tachav b'karkia shal sfina, and there was a k'zayis min ames, which was found in the floorboard of the boat. V'yosa shah amru la'yisa da mechatas, ve'efer chatas v'yavir b'yardin v'sfina. At that moment, they said that a person is not allowed to carry the mechatas or the Efer Chatas over the Yarden in a sfina, and we're going to limit the gzeira to that exact fact pattern. All right, so we'll stop here. The rabbi is back tomorrow, God willing, and I will pick up again on Sunday, God willing. Everybody have a great day and a good Shabbos.